Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm not going to lie, I saw where this NASA Artemis 1 launch got scrapped. It was scheduled for Monday at, 8:33 Eastern time. And I don't know about you, but I was anxiously awaiting the launch of this because NASA's been redone. You know, I think NASA, we were told that the Muslims were... did more for, I don't remember, it was during the time of Obama, and they were talking, it was NASA and the Muslims, and they were going to put more Muslims in there or whatever, and I was thinking, why? Anyway, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I saw where they scrapped this launch, and the title of the reason why it got scrapped is what got me. They say they found a crack, or some crack, and I thought, was Hunter Biden going on this mission? What? You found some cracks? Or some crack? Or a crack? As soon as I heard crack, I said, Hunter not only is not content to deal with the Russians and the Chinese and the Ukrainians, this dude wants money from outer space for the big guy. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. They said, a hydrogen fuel leak and other problems delayed the launch. Oh, highly anticipated because, you know, NASA had pretty much been shut down for a variety of reasons. And now we've got SpaceX, both the two richest guys in the world are going, you know, shooting stuff up into space. We don't know what they're doing. For all we know, they found a colony of drug addicts and they're sending crack up. Elon, let us know, man. Are there extraterrestrials who Hunter can go do business with up there? Oh, man. Just crazy news. They said the unmanned launch is scheduled to be the first test run of systems for the space agency's return to the moon. If all goes well with Artemis 1, with the Artemis 1 mission, the hope is a flight with astronauts going around the moon will take place in 2024, with a lunar landing with astronauts taking place in 2025. So we're going to redo what we did in the 60s? I don't understand our fascination with space. I really don't. I get we got this amazing universe. We have an amazing Earth. And we could easily just go enjoy it. Most of Earth, most people haven't seen. I heard, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, that we have done more exploration in outer space than we have in our oceans. We don't know all the details of Earth. Why we got to go looking out there? I get it. White men are busybodies. I understand, white women. You want your guys gone from time to time. You want some girl time. No golf this weekend? What, they got to conquer outer space? What is it out there? I look up at the heavens and I appreciate it. And I'll be honest, I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to Orion and Sagittarius and the Big Dipper and all this. I know enough to be dangerous, okay? But what is our fascination for traveling light years through the fabric of time, etc.? How about we just enjoy Earth? There's still a lot we don't know. And look, I'm going to explain something to you. I know this is going to come as a shock to white guys who are always busy. And I get it. You got big brains and you want to use your thinking all the time. I have a big brain. You know what I want to do? I want to play jazz poorly in front of people who appreciate it no matter what. Piano, jazz piano. I'm no good at it, but I still want to do it. How about I conquer that? Or there's just enough to do. But we are going to recycle ourselves, going to land on the moon by 2025. We're going to do what we did in the 1960s. No. And I get we're making it easier and easier, and pretty soon, the elitists of the world, that will be the big deal. It used to be, hey, I rode in an F-18. That was a big deal. But now, no, we went to the moon. Buffy and I went to the moon over the weekend. It was amazing. I tell you what, the food was lavish. I mean, what are you going to tell me? You're going to go to some desolate place and look, get understood. There are thrill seekers. There are people that ski down mountains into avalanches. There are guys that dive with sharks without cages and swim with them and grab their fin. White people stuff. I get it. But I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay for Kevin, wouldn't you want to ride to the moon? No. No, I don't. I would rather go to my local mall than to go to the moon. And I know, but Kevin, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. No, it might just be a one-time thing because you don't get back. And even if I knew I could go and get back, why would I spend days doing it? Well, it would be for the experience. I understand all your arguments, white people. I get you. I get you. I don't want to go Joe Biden and whisper to you, but I get you. And look, I'm not an idiot. I get it. If they were to say, Kevin, you go to the moon and you know you can get back safely, you can be on a speaking tour and you do all these other great things, and I would tell you, I pass. It's not about the money. I get all the accolades. There are things I could do on Earth that I could make a lot of money too. I could abandon you white people and go to the other side. I could go to the other side of the aisle and make a fortune. I could buy the moon if I did that. I would be bigger than Elon Musk if I did that. Are you kidding me? Anyway, unmanned launch that's going to lead to... Remember when they sent that monkey up? I'm surprised. As I think about it, I'm surprised that the NAACP let NASA send a monkey to the moon. Or not to the moon, but they orbited. You know, they made sure that the monkey could get back. I'm serious. That would be politically incorrect now. There would be people arguing. And I'm not talking PETA. I'm talking NAACP arguing. Why are you going to send a monkey? By the way, did you guys see where Mark Kelly made a comment? He's the senator from Arizona, and he made a comment about his brother being the stupid one in the family, and he should change his name to Rodrigo. It was something like that. Why didn't he pick Biff or Chad? No, he went Latino or Italian or whatever Rodrigo may be, because these people are closeted racist. They talk about the unknown racism. You just see it there. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal wave protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal wave supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How about that top-notch FBI? They still haven't tracked down the SCOTUS leaker. They haven't raided any of Epstein's, people that went to that island. They haven't arrested Hillary Clinton for what we now know she did to frame Donald Trump. They certainly haven't done a good job of cleaning their house. And then we learn, well, one of their agents covered for Hunter Biden, and they're just getting around to looking into it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. How pathetic. And I'm going to tell you something. Conservatives, if we continue to allow this to happen, shame on us. There's a clip that Jordan Peterson, he talks about incrementalism, how you let things continue to grow and continue to fester. And this is exactly what we're seeing.
I just don't understand how it gets to the point where
things get to terrible places one tiny step at a time. You know, if I encroach on you and I'm sophisticated about it, I'm going to encroach 2 millimeters. I'm going to encroach right to the point where you start to protest. Then I'm going to stop. Then I'm going to wait. then you're going to calm down. Then I'm going to encroach again, right to the point where you protest. Then I'm going to stop. Then I'm going to wait. And I'm just going to do that forever. And before you know it, you're going to be back 3 miles from where you started, and you'll have done it one step at a time. And then you'll go, oh, how'd I get here? And the answer was, well, I pushed you a little farther than you should have gone, and you agreed. And so then I pushed you a little farther than you should have gone again, and you agreed.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Jordan Peterson's got it right. It's encroachment. And let me tell you something. If we talk about freedom often as conservatives, we talk about it all the time. Freedom, freedom, freedom. I would love to see people demonstrate freedom. I would love to see them be able to speak their minds freely and openly on social media, in public, etc. You can't do it. You can't joke. Right now, Mark Kelly, a senator from Arizona, a leftist who wants to put himself off as a centrist, Mark Kelly made a comment about his brother, and he says, yeah, we used to call him Rodrigo, and he's catching pure H-E double crooked socks. And rightfully so. I mean, the statement is somewhat racist, but if he could justify by saying, look, I had a friend as a kid, his name was Rodrigo, and he was a little slow, and that's why I used the reference, but he's got no recourse except to go, oh, I'm sorry for my racist remarks. You know, if I were Mark, I mean, I'm not going to tell Mark Kelly how to run a campaign, but if it were me, I'd be like, yeah, I called him Rodrigo. There was a joke we used to have. It says, what do you get when you cross a baboon with a Puerto Rican? And the answer was an Italian intellectual, which still cracks me up. But here's what's funny about it. You can mix that with anybody you want. What do you get when you cross a Dominican with an Irishman? You know, whatever. You get the point. It's whoever you decide you want to make fun of in that moment. But no, 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 no. You know, somebody's going, oh, the Kevin just told a racist joke. I do. Yes, I tell racist jokes. I joke about every race, every ethnicity, etc. And you know what else I do? I tell you about black folks. Yeah, I happen to be one. I talk smack about black people. And here's the deal. My ancestry DNA keeps changing, but I'm somewhere between 20 to 25% white. 20 to 25% white folk. But if I weren't, if I had zero white blood in me, I'd still be talking smack about you white folks. I don't care about you. Kevin, it's going to ruin your career. Well, it hasn't done that bad so far, has it? I'm going to tell you guys something. It's got to feel good to be me. It's got to feel good. And it does. It's liberating. It's true freedom. Yeah, I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks. And you know what? I stand by my tweet. Kevin, you lost your job at Fox News. Big whoop. I had 3 years of Fox News where I brought it. And you can look at all those talking heads on Fox News. None of them hold a candle to what I delivered when I talked on that channel. And God love Leo Terrell, who's made his transition from being stupid to now being a conservative. But I was never that stupid to have been a Democrat. So come on, Leo. Come on, Sheriff Clark. Come on, Candace Owens and many others. The only conversion that I have to, I'm not worthy is Thomas Sowell, who went from being a Marxist to being a conservative, a pragmatic thinker. He's the only one. The rest of them don't hold a candle to my thoughts. And I'm going to tell you something. I have people that are on my staff and friends of mine. And I talked to one of them the other day. She says, your insights and intellect about politics is second to none. So she told me. And she's well read. I tell you guys, I've used to say this all the time. Thomas Sowell almost stopped me from being in politics. Because I read some of his work and I went, wow, this dude is so deep. Now, it wasn't that I wasn't thinking it. I just, every time I thought a thought, there's Thomas Sowell going, here's Kevin, I take your thought and I trump your thought. And I was like, wow, this dude is so deep. But let me tell you, as I continue on in this, in the continuum of my life and my political understanding, I'm telling you,
I have amazing insights from people who are so well read, and they still bring up stuff for Thomas Sowell, and I still hold him in awe. But I'm going to tell you something. You get some pretty doggone amazing thought here. And what are we talking about now? We're talking about yet another encroachment. And those encroachments happen little by little. I call them micro battles. I'll give an example. A friend of mine, we were talking the other day, talking about the no whites allowed. And she says to me, Kevin, there's this friend of mine. She's a sister. And this girl, this lady is a black woman. And she's like, and she was telling me, everywhere white people go, they just take and they take and they take. And they steal from every culture and all this. And I pushed back. I was like, they steal, you know, and this woman's talking about Africa. And she's talking about, of course, gold and diamonds and platinum and the plundering of a country. I said, fine. So you got all these natural resources. What were Africans going to do with diamonds? What were Africans going to do with gold besides make trinkets? What were Africans going to do with platinum or titanium or developed metal, by the way? They got to make that one. So what are they going to do with all these different alloys and what have you? You want to know the answer? Nothing. I said, what you should have told that girl is, give me your phone because you've culturally appropriated some white man's work. And every component that's in there, every bit of technology that's in there, not an ounce of it came out of Africa. Maybe the raw products did, but the ingenuity didn't. You could have all the oil in the ground. What does oil do for you if you don't know how to refine it? You know, what is all the natural resources in the world? If you got diamonds and you don't know how to cut something, you don't know how to cut metal with it, what does it do for you? More on this when we get back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration is giving emergency use authorization to another booster dose of COVID-19 vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. In a virtual news conference, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says as the virus evolves, the original vaccine is not as protective against newer strains.
The FDA has extensive experience with evaluating strain changes for influenza vaccines and is confident in the data supporting these latest booster authorizations.
The authorization comes without results from any human trials. Another top Fed Reserve official says interest rates will keep rising as the central bank fights back against inflation. Cleveland Fed Reserve President Loretta Mester calling for raising interest rates above 4%, adding she doesn't see the Fed cutting rates in 2023. This is USA Radio News. As Russia continues its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine into a seventh month, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, is touting all the tax dollars of support from the United States going to Ukrainians since the Biden administration took office.
We had, you know, provided more than committed more than $13 billion of security assistance to the Ukrainian armed forces, and we will continue to do that, and there will be announcements of future security assistance in coming days.
Starting Thursday, a new gun permit and gun carrying law goes into effect in New York State. This is in response to the Supreme Court decision to strike down part of New York's gun laws, allowing for greater access to gun permits. The new law contains tedious steps to obtain a concealed carry permit, including a social media check, classroom training, and live firing exercises. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I left off the last segment talking about this black woman that talked about white folks plundering. You know, they go everywhere and they take and they take and they take. And this is a black woman. And of course, I get it. She's saying they take all this stuff and they leave nothing. Well, let me guess. Well, did they leave language? Yeah. So we can, you know, Africans were speaking it. I don't know if people know this. So in the continent of Africa, there's somewhere between 51 to 53 countries. It depends on what day it is. Okay. And they speak over 2,000 languages, various African languages, tribal languages, dialects, etc. Over 2,000. So how do you communicate? Think about the United States and how we run state to state to state. They may talk like this in Tennessee, but we can understand them. We have a common language. We have a common goal. What if Africa did that and united that way? So Africa's got the French, the Dutch, all these different groups that have colonized Africa, so to speak. And it's a very simple reason why. Because Africans don't know how to colonize themselves. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. These are the types of things we're going to discuss at No Whites Allowed. See, I want to talk about the silliness and how we get into these traps. And let me tell you, white folks, with the white guilt, white supremacy, white privilege crowd, the ones who are out there trying to get you to feel bad about who you are, shame on you for letting them do that. I know that this is a roundabout way to coming back to this FBI story, but I'm coming back to it. But I'm talking about this because we've got black folks running around ethnocentrically racist. The white man ain't did that. The white man, the white man, the white man. And I said to my friend, I said, ask this girl that's talking about the white people, say, shut your mouth. And I want you to take everything out of your purse, take everything off of yourself. Whatever the white man has done, I want you to take it off. Get rid of it. That from that car you drive. Let me ask you, how many car manufacturers are there in Africa? How many is the home of supercomputers in Africa? Have they built missiles? Have they built televisions? Have they discover radio? What have they done? I'm not trying to get upset with Africa. I'm not trying to make it like Africans are stupid. Africans had a whole new set of priorities. And thankfully, now it's become civilized. Africa's not some Tarzan movie anymore. It's become civilized. And now Africa has a choice. It can say we're going to enter the new world and we're going to become innovative. I don't know what you're going to innovate in. Do you want to innovate in medicine? Do you want to innovate in technology? Look at Israel. Israel is a leader in technological innovation. Give an Israeli a product, and I promise you, within 2 years, they will revolutionize that product. They think differently. And the problem with black folks is we don't know how to think. You know what's happening here in America? They are trying to teach everybody how not to think. Where do you think civilization is going to go when you stifle thought, you stifle creativity, you stifle initiative? Where do you think it's going to go? I'm going to spend the next hour talking about growing up black in America and analyzing work from amazing black conservatives. And I think you're going to enjoy the next hour. I hope you will refer back to it when you're listening to the podcast. Anyway, going back to this FBI thing, I played a clip from Jordan Peterson that said, essentially, this is how I push you back, how I encroach on you. It's little by little. I test your limit. The minute that I get too close to you, you know, you push back, I stop. And then I wait. And then I do it again. And that is exactly what this government has been doing to us. It pushes, it stops, and it waits, and it pushes again. Let me ask you, using that analogy, do you think they're done with lockdowns and masks and vaccines and virus stuff? Do you think they're done? Or do you think they're positioning yet again to figure out when do we do it? When do we strategically do it? And if you think that this is by accident, all you got to do is listen to these politicians. Joe Biden himself is on camera talking about the idea that the government will lie to you. It will tell you things in order to maneuver your behavior. The same thing that they do with policy. I told you guys I came to this cathartic moment in policy talking to a friend of mine who almost, well, he was up for a Nobel Peace Prize. He didn't get it. Anyway, we were talking about policy and the light went on for me because he made a comment about how you could maneuver a people to move in a particular direction by policy. And that's when it hit me. That's why people get economics degrees and things like this. They want to influence policy. Policy influences behavior, and they want to do it at the macro level. When I say macro level, I'm telling you, they want to know, what does it take to shift the movement of a group of people into a certain type of groupthink? And if you want to see it in play, look at what happened in the time of Wu Flu. Holy cow, they did it. And they understand. When I tell you these people study this, I'm talking about these institutions of higher learning are paid by the government to understand human behavior at a level that will blow your mind. I remember years ago reading about this, and I remember it hitting me. And let me tell you why it hit me. They put it in terms of electronics. They said, Kevin, people are no different than electrons. And they said, and, you know, I don't want to get into too much deep discussion about technology, but electrons will fill holes, so to speak. So think about it in traffic. If there's a line, if there's three lanes of traffic and one lane is longer than the other, the second and the third, you have a tendency to go to the lane that has the least amount of traffic. It's human nature to say, now, if that line is on the right, but you have to make a left, well, you won't go to the right, but you'll go to the closest lane with the least of where you got to go with the least amount of traffic. That's just human nature. And they figured this out, folks, to a level of granularity that will make your head spin. People in this government know what button to push so that people will all mask up, so that people will all lock down, self-enslave, self-imprison. So that people will turn on one another and call one group racist for no reason, or sexist, or homophobic. They know what buttons to push. And sadly, not only are they evil in the sense of the button pushers, but they've weaponized the people against us so that they can do whatever they want. The last bastion, God is my witness, this is so true, the last bastion of hope for any of this lies in the Second Amendment. They've stolen your First Amendment. It's funny to me, as I mentioned before, people think they got their First Amendment rights. Exercise them. Use them. See what your First Amendment rights are. I will call you people crackers. I will call black folks the N-word. I will go in front of little people and call them midgets. There is no limit to what I can, what can come out of my mouth freely. I won't care what the ramifications are. Now, I'm judicious in my own checks and balances, but I'm not going to let the government do it. I'm not even going to let society do it. If you're fat, you're fat, and I'll call you fat. If you're ugly, I'll let you know. Generally speaking, I don't care. But if you come up to me talking about, hey, I'm thinking about being a model, I'm going to go a model for ugly? That's what's going to come out of my mouth. And that's freedom. Doesn't mean everybody's going to like it all the time. Doesn't mean people listening to this conversation right now are, they're going, Kevin, I mean, that's pretty mean spirit of you. Yeah, well, okay, shut up, ugly. There you go. I don't really care. You know what I want? You know what I think most people want when they're talking to somebody, when they're establishing whatever form of a relationship? And let's admit it, we're in a relationship. You know, if you listen to this show, I had a lady the other day. She wrote me a note. We were chatting back and forth. She goes, oops, got to go. Your show's coming on. I guess in her market, because she was chatting with me and I knew I wasn't getting ready to go on air. But in her market, it was coming on. She said, I got to go. What's funny to me is we're actually communicating back and forth with each other. And she said, I don't need to talk to you anymore, Kevin. I'm about to hear your voice somewhere else. I just find that very humorous. Anyway, Kevin, what's this got to do with the FBI? It has to do with the FBI because that group of people has become nothing more than the weaponized arm of the Democratic Party. And it's one of these areas where, to quote Jordan Peterson, we've been encroached. Little by little, we've allowed what used to be, I remember Efren Zimbalist Jr., the FBI, just the facts, ma'am. And they were, I held the FBI in esteem. I thought these are the people that when all the chips are down, they put themselves above everything, above politics, above it all. And they say, we will get to the answer. It is our duty and our responsibility to the Republic to do this. And what do we learn? They've been encroaching, pushing us back. We're not pushed back a mile or two. We're pushed back thousands of miles.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
We're talking about encroachment, pushing back little by little and getting you to not even realize that you're being pushed back, and you look around and you don't even recognize the neighborhood you're in because somebody's gotten closer and closer. And every time they got uncomfortably close, you step back and they just waited. They just watched how you did it. That's what the FBI's doing. So what's going on with this new agent that's been fired, right? They said he resigned. He didn't resign. A 25-year agent
And this report says, facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield Hunter Biden from criminal investigations into his laptop and business dealings. Now, ask yourself, why would you do that as an FBI agent? You got a 25-year career. You got a pension. This is your life's work. This is your reputation. Why would you do it? You want the answer? Money. Somebody with power and money came to you and said, hey, make the right decision. I will take care of you. The system will take care of you. Well, that's what this person did. Timothy, what's his face? What's his name here? I got it here. Timothy Thebault, an FBI assistant special agent in charge, allegedly forced out after he was accused of political bias in the handling of probes involving crackhead Hunter. So, story broke a day or two ago. I'm happy to get to it because I could stay on this subject for a while. Somebody in power got to this guy for him to put his career on the line, and it was worth it. This guy's going to be rich. He's not going to get prosecuted. He's just getting kicked out. His pension is nothing compared to whatever they set him up with. That's the deal. They said he was escorted by two headquarter-looking types, meaning some G-men took him out. So he didn't resign. They forced him out. It finally is getting to the point where they said, look, we can't cover for you anymore. Now, what is Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, the director of the FBI, what is he doing? He's encroaching. He's giving you a little. So you can think, we got something. Yeah, man. Look at that. We knew it was going on. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to wait. And he's going to see, you know, what do you want next? Well, I want the leaker. I want to know who that leaker is in the Supreme Court. I want to know all the people who were involved. I mean, so far we've got Kevin Kleinsmith and everybody involved in this cover-up with the FISA courts and all that. We got one head on the wall. One little, you know, it's like having a squirrel. You go big game hunting and you come back with a squirrel for your taxidermist. I want big game. But we don't have any big game. They gave us a squirrel. And this guy, Timothy Thebault, he's a squirrel. He's one. You think one FBI agent is all it takes to keep Hunter Biden's stuff in check? You think that's all it takes? A dude who's involved with the Russians, the Chinese, the Ukrainians, who's involved in multiple business deals, Burisma, and in other words, we got countries, we have massive corporations, we have multiple partners on this side, many of whom that were already partnered with Hunter Biden are in jail. They're in prison. And the FBI still hasn't managed to do anything. There's been no raids on anybody else's homes. Nothing. As far as Hunter Biden is concerned, one dude is it? You think Timothy Thebault is the one who all the eggs for Hunter Biden rest in his basket? Look, I don't know much about the FBI. I don't know much about criminal investigations or whatever. But I would venture to tell you, you've got a guy that's been accused of having underage sex. He's got prostitution raps. He's got illegal weapons raps. He's certainly involved in drugs. We've seen it. He's involved in illicit activity, including potentially money laundering that goes all the way up to the presidency. And they got one guy. Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I don't think I believe it. Just for the record, when I was looking at this story, here were the other things that came up, some other stuff that came up. MSNBC pundit who cast doubt on Hunter Biden's laptop tapped for the White House Intelligence Board. Now, here's the next one. Trump demands rightful 2020 winner declared or new vote after FBI Facebook Biden laptop cover-up. Now, the reason why I'm bringing any of these up is I want you to understand this stuff is back into the mainstream, and it's not going away. The Democrats they're using all their tactics, all their power to make this go away. They're giving us a scapegoat. They went to the scapegoat farm. Somebody went into Timothy Thebault's office and said, hey, man, it's your time. And he's like, I knew it was coming. And they were like, well, look, you've been a good and faithful soldier. Don't worry. We're going to get you out there. You're going to take a little heat for a while. Lay low. Go get on vacation. Take the wife. Do whatever you need to do. Go. There's money in an account. It's already there. This guy had his bug out bag ready to go. They go on to say this. Tebow, a 25-year veteran, had already been on leave for a month after the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, started raising concerns about whistleblower claims that the FBI obstructed its own investigations into the first son. Let me just pose this question for you. This has been going on for a long time. It took Chuck Grassley from a whistleblower to say, look at what's going on. In other words, a person inside of the FBI didn't feel like he or she could go to Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, and get anything done. So they leaked it to Grassley. And because of that, and I would love to know who this hero is, this whistleblower hero, but because of that, Timothy Tebow's gone. Tebow was safe. Let me tell you what Christopher Wray's doing at the FBI right now. Instead of looking for the Supreme Court leaker, he's looking for the leaker who blew the whistle on Timothy Tebow and illegal activities of the FBI. He could not care less about the SCOTUS leaker. He couldn't care less about Hillary Clinton and what she did 100% against Donald Trump and all the other FBI people who were complicit. McCabe, Lisa Page, and all them, and all the underlings that supported them. He couldn't care less, because his main focus right now is he's going to find that internal leaker. And that person is running for their political life right now inside of the FBI. And there, as Christopher Wray and that team go on a seek and destroy mission, I want you to know, I want to just figure out, what would a person like that be doing? They got to be figuring out how their email, not to use email. I mean, I hope this person is such a good operative. I wish I knew who this person was so I can make sure that they were protected. You know, that I wouldn't know what to do, but I'm saying I wish that there was a way we could make sure that people like them, those are the people who keep this republic a republic, who keep it honest. But right now, that person's running for their political lives. And you can bet Christopher Wray has allocated a hell of a lot more resources to find out who that is than he's allocated to Hunter Biden. And don't try to fool me for a second. Because one person is not responsible for Hunter Biden's, you know, for covering up for Hunter Biden. All Timothy Tebow is a scapegoat. And I bet you Tebow is right now saying to himself, it's not even me. He got selected. Somebody said, look, man, you got your 25 years. We get you out of here now. You keep your pension. This will happen. We got a little money set aside for you. We've been telling you over the last year, we're going to, you know, make things work for you, blah, blah, blah. I think what should happen is Chuck Grassley needs to go get Tebow and say, I want to know everything you did to cover this up. I want to know everyone involved. He cannot get a pass. We cannot allow this encroachment to occur where they push back and, you know, and we just go, okay, well, it looked like we got something. Finally, we got ourselves something. And we just feel like that's the end of it. We have to get as much out of this guy. We have to treat him like a low level drug dealer. You're going to get the book thrown at you unless you reveal the big guy. Now, don't be surprised, because if Tebow's smart, he knows they're going to come after him. I'm not talking about the Republicans. I'm talking about the Democrats, the people he protected. They will come after him. He's smart. He will disappear. I mean, in ways that I'm not talking about through witness protection. That's still tied to the Bureau. He needs to disappear because these people want to make sure Chuck Grassley and the Republicans get nothing from him. I got to leave it there, folks.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.